Do you ever feel like your day is just not flowing well? That you have lots of things that you have to fit into the day and you're struggling with how to balance those things in a way that feels helpful? Well, Ayurveda has tools that can help with that. One of the most interesting tools for helping us to have more flow in our day is the concept of the Ayurveda clock. So Ayurveda tells us that different times of day correlate with different doshas or elements. For example, first thing in the morning when you wake up, maybe early morning between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., that those elements are lighter and more subtle. So this means it's a good time to try to wake up at least before 6 a.m. It's also a good time to do meditation or other spiritual practices because the mind has this lighter and more subtle energy. And there's more space for meditation before your day really gets going. After 6 a.m., kapha is in the picture. So this is an energy of earth, of more heaviness. So it's a great time for physical movement to counteract that feeling of heaviness. This is also why it's hard to wake up during kapha time, harder to wake up during kapha time anyway. So physical movement, exercise, perhaps your asana, a morning walk. It's also a good time later in kapha time to perhaps sit at your desk and plow through those emails or phone calls or the more mundane tasks that don't require a lot of mental energy or creativity. Then around 10 a.m., pitta is in the picture. Pitta is the flame of attention. That's what it represents in Ayurveda. So this is a time to tackle those tasks that really require a lot of mental energy. So this could be anything involving math, it could be implementing plans, it could be organizing. All of these things are best done during pitta time. It's also the ideal time to have your biggest meal at lunch. Your digestive fire is highest during pitta time. You may notice that you're hungrier during this time also. At 2 p.m., Vata is back in the picture, making us feel spacey, maybe even a little bit sleepy. If you can work it into your day, it's a great time to have a short nap, maybe 10 to 20 minutes to refresh and reset for the rest of the day. Vata time is an excellent time for anything that requires creativity or thinking outside the box. So use Vata for that if you need it. At 6 p.m., kapha is back again. Now that heavy earth element is helping us to slow down after Vata time. It's helping us to feel more grounded, to start to become tired as eventually we're moving towards sleep during this time. And we'd like to ideally use the heavy energy, the heavy earth energy of kapha time, to move towards sleep before 10 p.m. Because once 10 p.m. happens, pitta is back in the picture. And if we're not asleep, this is where we tend to get our second wind and we stay up until 2 a.m. But if we are asleep during pitta time, it's a great opportunity to really harness that fiery energy of pitta, to use it to turn sleep into a cleansing and resetting process for the physiology of the body. It's where you get your best quality sleep. So just understanding a little bit about how the Ayurvedic clock works helps us to use our energy to flow with the rhythms of nature instead of flowing against it. And that can be ultimately depleting. But when we understand how the Ayurvedic clock works and we can start to structure our day and organize our activities within that framework, life and the day flows a little bit more easily.